Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Around 6,000 foam mattresses are dumped on landfill from hospitals in Munster alone. That's because they can't be recycled. My next guest has come up with a way of recycling the plastic in a brand new prototype mattress, which will be far more hygienic and eco-friendly. It's called a Nest mattress, and the forthcoming National Children's Hospital will be using them almost exclusively. And so Michael O'Sullivan is the boss of Nua Medical and the Green Business Person of the Month with Repack for the month of June. Good morning, Michael, and congratulations.
Thank you, Joe. Delighted to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about the current issue with foam mattresses in Ireland.
And
in hospitals, obviously.
In hospital and globally. Joe, basically, foam mattresses are posing serious issues in terms of healthcare providers, in terms of infection control, pressure ulcer development, and its environmental impact. In terms of infection control, foam can't be cleaned, and basically it harbours bacteria. And as a result, patients then pick up bacteria from their mattresses, and this is well documented. This basically
MRSA and
MRSA, C. diff, and the new kill on the block is a thing called CPE. So basically, Joe, what happens is the patients pick this up from the mattress, and then these are really life-threatening, costly, and basically very common. Like in the US, it costs $30 billion a year, these hospital-acquired infections. And then in terms of, we'll say, pressure ulcer development, foam no longer can cater and provide therapy for pressure ulcers because our patients are living longer, they're sicker, and they're less mobile. And that basically is a serious problem. Also, the fact that at the end of its life, foam can't be recycled. And as you mentioned, a huge amount are dumped into landfill. And this is totally unnecessary and seriously costly.
And this is where Nua Medical comes in with its new product.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a product called the Nest. And it's a material that's a thermoplastic elastomer. It's a recyclable plastic. And basically, it can be thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. And this is super for our patients because they have a safer environment. And they won't be picking up these life-threatening bacteria. Also, it outperforms foam in terms of pressure relief. So it'll reduce the number of people developing these costly and life-threatening also conditions, your pressure ulcers. And then, of course, Joe, it'll be, because it's reused and recycled, we'll eliminate the need to dump these mattresses into landfill. And that's basically saving huge costs, between 30 and 70% lower costs in use than foam. So overall, Joe, it's kind of, it's safer for the patient, it's safer for the environment, and as well as that, it's going to save HSE a lot of money and the NHS.
You brought in a sample for us to look at. It's amazing. You take it, you zip back the plastic, which is waterproof, and then you just take out the inner core. And either spray it clean or take it to a kind of a big bath to be cleaned.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. Basically, on the bedside, you can actually spray clean it for the next patient. So the inside and out, not only the cover, as you say, the plastic cover. That plastic cover, Joe, though, that doesn't last that long because what's happening in hospitals and nursing homes, we're using industrial chemicals to clean it, like bleach. And what happens over a period of time, the waterproofness basically goes and then bacteria gets into, we'll say, the core of the mattress and foam. As you know, basically, it's a great breeding ground for bacteria. It's
almost like soil.
Absolutely, Joe, absolutely. And then, unfortunately, for the next patient, if it goes undetected, it's detrimental to the patient's health, if they're vulnerable. It's okay for you and me, Joe, because we're healthy, we can fight it. But if someone who is vulnerable, basically, then it's a different story altogether. And that's why they pick up these, we'll say, bacteria into hospital.
And you got a gig in the National Children's Hospital, if it ever opens.
Yeah, I know, it will, Joe, and we're delighted. And you know, once it opens, it'll be fantastic. And we're delighted to be associated with the children because as they said to us when they decided, it took about 18 months to trial in the three different sites. And they said that they were delighted because the Irish children's children will be still on the mess, on the Nest, which is 100% recyclable.
And do you have some sort of intellectual property protecting it?
Yes, we will be going forward. We'll be developing a further range of products of the Nest that'll cater for, we'll say, more extensive pressure ulcers. We do up until we say grade 3 pressure ulcers. Now we're going to the full extent up to grade 4, which will entitle us to sell into a whole range of different markets.
And you're selling to the obviously the HSE indirectly. You're selling to the NHS in the UK, which could be a big earner. Can you sell to individual households?
We can indeed, Joe, absolutely. They can contact us on NUA Medical, and particularly people at home that are kind of lost and don't know what they want. Ring us up. It's an excellent product, particularly for, we'll say, disabled children or people who are sweating a huge amount at night and things, and find it difficult to turn, because basically what's happening, Joe, is that with your foam mattress, we're sinking in, we can't move, and it's sweaty. And as a result, they're not great, we'll say, for pressure ulcer development, you know, when you're hot.
So in theory, you could be selling to IKEA or to Harvey Norman or one of those guys?
In theory, Joe, but let me just do what I do. It's basically the...
You want to walk before you can run.
Absolutely. And we look after, we'll say, healthcare first, you know, but absolutely it has the ability to do that.
So where else could you go with this product, given the fact that it is so reusable?
Well, obviously the car industry. Now, I don't deal with the car industry, but the suppliers of the raw material already have this product in, will be in BMWs in the next few years. Also in the airlines, because when you sit on it, it basically allows more blood flow to get to your calf muscles. So that'll prevent your DVTs in long-haul flights.
Deep vein thrombosis.
Thrombosis, correct. Joe,
which is a growing issue because we're flying a lot and a lot more.
Absolutely. But what I would say to you is I'm thinking of the old person who has a leg ulcer, and basically they're going to get more blood down to their, we'll say, their leg ulcer, and that'll be, help them to heal. So it's a really exciting product. It's transformational in healthcare.
But you're only in business 2 years, so you would have...
Well, I'm not in business 2 years. I've got 30 years experience in this field, but I've set up NUA, correct, Joe. NUA 2 years, but there's been a lot of research on the product. We're very exciting, and we've got great green shoots so far with the contracts with the HSA, the Children's Hospital, the NHS. We're on their framework. So it's just a matter of getting out and selling it now, Joe, to be perfectly honest.
And are you working with Enterprise Ireland to get the product out of the country?
Yes, absolutely. We're working with Enterprise Ireland, and I know they sponsored the show, and I'm sure they will be very supportive. They have been so far.
Mm-hmm. You need to get in touch with the likes of Aer Lingus and Ryanair, though, if you potentially want to get into the airline industry.
Absolutely. But as I said, small steps.
Some guy called Michael O'Leary is a regular listener to the programme, apparently.
Very good, very good.
So you need to get your message out to him. Michael, congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.
Green Business Person of the Month, courtesy of Repack. That is Michael O'Sullivan, the boss of NUA Medical. And good luck with the product going forward.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.